Where do you have your best ideas? According to a recent survey, the bath and the shower are top creative venues. So too are the train and the car. In fact, most places are fine for ideas. Up a mountain, in a bed, on a beach. The only place that seems never to produce any ideas is the office. Only 1 in 100 come to us when we are at work. This is generally thought to be alarming. Companies go to extraordinary lengths to make their offices conducive to creativity, but it seems to make no difference at all. I find these surveys alarming too, though for rather different reasons. Partly it's the vision of all those managers having their eureka moments in a froth of shower gel. But mostly it's because I can't remember ever having had an idea in the bath, even a bad one. In fact, were I asked to name the place where I have most of my ideas, I'd be unable to answer. In truth, I'm seldom aware of having ideas at all, as such. When occasionally I do have one, it generally occurs to me when I'm reading or chatting. All of this makes the office as creative a place as any. Until recently, I felt sheepish about my low idea state. However, the other week I received a book called The Big Idea, 500 New Ideas to Change the World in Ways Big and Small, and any such shame has gone. This book is a list of ideas that have been chosen from a website called ideaaday.com. Here's one picked at random. Idea 74. Design a riding saddle for young children to ride on the backs of adults. The saddle would improve the safety of a popular toddler entertainment and act as a perfect introduction to horse riding proper. The other 499 are nearly as feeble. According to the editor of this book, the vast number of free ideas is supposed to be a cause for celebration. I can't see it like that. If any old thing counts as a valid idea, then we could generate millions of them if we could be bothered. However, if you limit yourself to good ideas, the flow all but dries up. And even then, the toughest task is ahead, making the idea work in practice. Given this, it's hard to see why companies worship at the temple of the idea. They go all dewy-eyed when they talk about creativity, but what they have to say on the subject is generally guff. The Harvard Business Review, the manager's Bible, recently asked 18 chief executives for their top tip on innovation. Here are some of them. Ask what if. Merge patience and passion. Experiment like crazy. Make it meaningful. Always make new mistakes. Some of these tips are dafter than others. But the fact that every expert gives a different answer to the question makes one suspect that none of them has the answer at all. The best way out is to stop fussing about ideas or innovation altogether. Instead, what we should do is concentrate on solving particular problems. This is the sort of creativity that counts. Find a problem and try to solve it. There's nothing mysterious about the process. It doesn't matter where it takes place, and it does not involve saddles for human beings. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC's World Business Report.
Lucy Kellaway and her mailbag for any comments is world.business.